Support for election coverage on KXCV KRNW comes from William Coy's Farm to Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining such as braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. William Coy's would like to say thank you to customers who continue to support local businesses during uncertain times. More information at williamcoy's.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation as we continue our KXCV KRNW 2020 election coverage. This morning we're talking with the two candidates running for the Nottoway County South District Commissioner's seat, Republican Scott Walk and Democrat Robert Lager. I want to thank you both for joining us this morning, and I want to let our listeners know that for this conversation, we'll be asking you both the same questions. So let's go ahead and dive right in. We'll start with Scott. For the first question, I want you to go ahead and tell us a little bit about what brought you to Nottoway County, whether you were born, raised, or moved here, and then tell us why you want to serve as Nottoway County Commissioner.
I've lived in Nottoway County nearly my entire life. I actually was born in Kansas City, but my parents moved up here, and my father bought the family farm from my grandfather the year I was born. So I'm a lifelong Nottoway Countyan. Grew up on a farm just east of Maryville. Row crop farm. I have worked 32 years at Northwest in a couple different capacities, and I am ready for a new challenge. I'm getting ready to retire from Northwest and looking for a new challenge. I serve on the Nottoway County the Ambulance Board currently, and I served in other volunteer positions, and I enjoy working with people. So I thought this might be something I could do to continue to work with people.
Robert, same question for you. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to Nottoway County, whether you were born and raised or moved here, and then tell us why you want to serve as Nottoway County Commissioner.
I've lived here all my life. My parents were born in Nottoway County. I was born in Nottoway County. I live right here south of Maryville. I've always had an interest in being a county commissioner. I kind of looked into it when Bob Steens took it there, I think it's several years ago, and this was an opportunity for me to run for the commissioner now, see what I can do for the county.
Okay, for the next question, I want to stick with Robert. Robert, from your perspective, what is the biggest issue currently facing residents of Nottoway County, and how will you help solve that problem?
One of the big issues, I think, is the COVID deal, the getting the tax revenue to stay where it has been so that the budget can be balanced and just making a balanced budget.
Thank you, Robert. All right, Scott, same question. What's the biggest issue currently facing Nottoway County residents, and how will you help solve that problem?
I think closely tied to financial security, the fact that you need to explore all economic development opportunities that are a good fit for Nottoway County. Because if you have good economic opportunities that are good fit for the county, then you will turn around and that will help you out on your finances and your budget, because it always brings in assets.
That kind of leads into my next question, Scott, for both of you, but I'd like for you to go first. A lot of the budgets are being trimmed around the country and in Missouri and this area because of the ongoing pandemic. How will you tactfully handle potential budget cuts caused by COVID-19?
Well, first I want to speak to sales tax is a large contributor to the budget. And so far this year, sales tax have been up in Nottoway County. And how I know this is because the ambulance board has a half-cent sales tax, and we are running ahead of the previous 2 years. A lot of that is because of construction and stuff. So I believe you're right. Next year, when the wind energy companies aren't here filling up our hotels and stuff and being customers of local business, you're going to see a cut. How would I handle that? You work with your office holders and with the employees there, and you work as a team to decide what is the best usage of the county's money. I don't know the assessor's job. I don't know the treasurer's job. I don't know the clerk's job. I need to rely on them to offer up what is the best way to cut back if that's what we need to do.
Thank you, Scott. Robert, same question. How would you handle potential budget cuts caused by COVID-19?
Well, I think it would have to be look over the whole budget, and I think I'm not saying that you would cut everything out of one department. Everybody's just going to have to trim their belts a little bit and make the best of what we've got.
We're talking with the two candidates running for the Nottoway County South District Commissioner seat, Republican Scott Walk and Democrat Robert Lager. I want to stick with Robert before going to Scott on this next question. And Robert, what kind of future projects and construction do you foresee the county needing if you are elected?
I think that we just need to continue to get small businesses into the town. Not just small businesses, the big businesses like Kawasaki and Laclede and them, just to promote them and help them to get into town and get more jobs in the area.
Scott, same question. What kind of future projects or construction do you foresee the county needing if you are elected?
Well, I believe there's always a need for upgrades on roads and bridges in Nottoway County. And the road and bridge crew is a very important part of the Nottoway County. So infrastructure such as that is important for everyone to have adequate roads and bridges in Nottoway County.
Okay, and finally this morning, gentlemen, and I want to start with Scott on this one. What other qualities do you bring to the role of Nottoway County Commissioner?
I'm an honest individual who tries to put himself in the other person's shoes before I make an important decision. I'm not afraid to make a difficult decision, but I will not make that decision without having enough information to make an informed and competent decision.
All right, Robert, same question. What other qualities do you bring to the role of Nottoway County Commissioner?
I've owned my own business. I've farmed since I was 17, 18 years old, and I've grown my business from a small farm to rather a good-sized farm now, and I've made all my budgets and made everything work out. I mean, I've had some good years and I've had some bad years, and you just learn from all of them and make the best of what you got.
All right, gentlemen, those are all the questions I have, and I want to thank you both for coming on this morning and answering them. Once again, that was Republican Scott Walk and Democrat Robert Lager. Both are looking to fill the Nottoway County South District Commissioner seat in Nottoway County. So they will be on the ballot for Nottoway County residents in November. And for you listeners, don't forget to vote on November 3rd. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been 2020 election coverage right here on KXCV KRNW. Thank you.